This is Jim Taylor at WMJ Radio in Alito, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. It's a big night. Brian Roush coming up Saturday night, the playoff pairing show, the 256 qualifiers, and I know a lot of radio dudes like yourself and me, we were doing these playoff pairing shows long before they were really cool like they are now with the whole TV production and all of that, right?
Yeah, that's right. It kind of all started with the hometown radio stations telling the fans where their teams were going in the first round, and I can't remember when we did our first show, but it's been decades. I know the same holds true for you.
Bigger than the games, right? Almost?
Right. It's like Christmas. Just, you know, you're waiting for that moment, and especially if you have teams that are 9-0, that's a great moment. But if you're on the bubble as well to find out who you're playing in the first round, it's such a fun time and an exciting time. And the time that coaches and players get to kind of celebrate the regular season and then look forward to the playoffs. And I know most teams get together in some sort of team bonding event, get some food in or play some video games or whatever. And I think that part of it maybe isn't quite as well publicized, but I think that's awesome as well.
Yeah, and I always tell people, too, and we're in a position as we record our segment this week on Friday, Mercer County, who's been in the playoffs before the consolidation, of course, Alito, 22 straight years, and they're 4-4 entering week 9. And I tell people, never take your past success for granted. And I was telling you off the air, you're, of course, radio station in Savannah, Illinois, and on Saturday, October the 21st, that is basically 15 years from the day that Rick Riley at Sports Illustrated did a story on your hometown team pre-consolidation up there, Savannah, dealing with 63 straight losses. Is that right? How much do you remember that attention and getting a column in Sports Illustrated?
Oh, I remember it quite well. There was quite a buzz saying that Rick Riley from SI was in town. He went up to, I believe, Stockton or wherever they played and did the game and just kind of hung out. And then I think hung out with the kids afterwards a little bit at Manny's. And then, of course, the next week his column was in there. But I remember the streak well, not so much from a negative aspect, from a positive. There were some awfully good players back in the day that played that worked awfully hard. They just didn't come up on the right end of the scoreboard. And a lot of people kind of made fun of that. I think it showed, you know, determination and just a great desire for those young men to go out every week and play their hardest, despite, you know, knowing that the odds were stacked against them.
And, Brian, the interesting story that I didn't realize you told me off the air that is that the streak really didn't end because Savannah then eventually would co-op, right, become West Carroll, which I think is the consolidated district now. So or is it a co-op situation? I'm not sure. But basically, the streak really never ended. It just, I don't know how you would put it, 63 was the final number because the Savannah program no longer exists.
Right. It's now part of the West Carroll School District, and the Thunder looking to make the playoffs this year. You know, they've had some success here and there. And, the streak just went into a holding pattern at 63, and that pretty much focused the attention elsewhere. But still an amazing moment when a guy like Rick Riley comes to your town.
All right. One other question before we wrap up. What is the economic impact, you think, of the playoffs in terms of 256 schools getting playoff sweatshirts mocked up? Have you ever thought about that? That's got to be a significant boom to the economy.
That is huge. And when they have those long-term road trips and people come to your town, I think there's, you know, the farther the distance is that a team travels, I think that helps as well. I think the economic impact is probably bigger than we would imagine.
You start at 7 o'clock on Saturday night with your show?
7 o'clock, and you do as well?
Yep. So if I was living up in Carroll County, I'd be tuned in to WCCI Radio before the TV program. I tell everybody that.
Right. And if I were down your way, I'd do the same thing.
Amen, man. Local radio is where it's at. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Alito. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.